Now, every Wednesday is a workout Wednesday for me. Every morning I go on a Wednesday and do this spinning class. Bit of fitness, bit of exercise.
On a Wednesday.
Do you spin around in circles?
No, you're on a bike and the resistance changes. We've talked about this.
Resistance changes, what?
So it's harder and then lighter. You do that for about 50 minutes.
Sounds like Tom's weekend.
Yeah. But I'm thinking, right, I think me going up to the gym at least once or twice a week is good, but it's not. There must be fitter people across Shropshire and the Black Country listening. If that's you, if you go up to the gym regularly, or you cycle, you run, you're a part of a club, then I would like to find the fittest person this afternoon across Shropshire and the Black Country. Is that you? Is that somebody you know?
Some people go like every day, don't they? I mean, I heard it's bad to go every day.
You go out running?
Yeah, not every day.
I think it's me. I'm definitely the fittest person in the Black Country.
The only exercise you get is your stairs at home. You know what surprises me?
What?
When I've gone to the gym on the rare occasion, the amount of old people that are there.
Don't start you and old people again.
No, but seriously, old people might phone you and say, we go every day.
I've seen a 70-year-old who's done chin-ups before. That's pretty impressive.
Mm.
And what about Cliff Richard in the paper? Have you seen his torso?
I thought it was a stick-on face.
My name's Barry.
Your name's Barry?
Yeah.
And you're listening to Beacon right now. Whereabouts are you, Barry?
I'm in King's Rufus.
Barry, can I ask how old you are? You sound like quite a young Barry.
I'm 18.
You're an 18-year-old and you're called Barry?
Yeah, my mum unfortunately named me Barry.
Do you like being called Barry?
I don't really enjoy it. Like, my mate's called me Ginger.
Because you're Ginger and you're called Barry?
Yeah.
Hello, James, darling. I've got the horn.
Who's calling?
Woxie.
Where are you calling from, Woxie?
I'm calling from Shrewsbury.
Now, Woxie, my Uncle Brian, I've recorded his car horn. What's the make and model of his car?
Uncle Brian. Well, being as he's your uncle, he must be a bit older then, obviously. Hopefully. I'm going for I think it sounds more like a Citroen to me.
Oh, no, it's not.
It's not?
No.
What's going on here?
Woxie, you haven't got the horn tonight, I'm afraid.
Okay, I can sleep without it.
All right, take care, bye-bye.
Cheers, James.
Wayne.
Wayne?
Yep, and how's Owen?
Oh, you knew my next question, Wayne.
Well, the answer then, because I don't know what I've rung for.
You don't know what you've rung for? Who was the last person you kissed?
My husband.
Okay, and was it a proper kiss or just like a little peck?
I've watched Face Off 15 times, I just love it. I can...
15 times?
Can you just mention a happy birthday for Rob, please?
Happy birthday to you. Come on. Join in, come on.
Happy birthday to you.
Come on, keep doing it.
Happy birthday to you.
No, I'm doing Stevie Wonder, not the original. Anyway, happy birthday to Rob.
Yeah.
How old is he?
49.
49.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, mate.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Why do only fools and here we go, Tater.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Hey, by the boy.
Tater from Briley Hill on Beacon.